kept too long and takes its own day. And what you say about it, this mutters.
I don't know what. I never thought about that unless it'd be spoiled or golf play or something.
Okay, the word rancid or rank, did they?
Oh, I always think of that as sort of like meat. I think I associate those with meat.
With meat, but not butter.
I think just spoiled would be.
Okay. Let me ask you about this word. Have you ever heard anybody around here use the word funky to describe a smell or odor?
No.
Does that word mean anything to you at all?
I think funky is being these wild dances they do or something. I think I've heard it on songs or something, but I don't really know.
To do with music.
Yeah.
But not smell.
No.
All right. What about the, what can you make with the meat from a hog's head?
Souse meat.
The other word you heard?
Head cheese, man.
Usually souse, yeah.
Souse, yeah.
What about a dish that you can make by grinding up and cooking hog hooves? Okay. Like liver pudding, liver loaf.
I've never heard of those. I've read those in Foxfire books. I've never heard of anybody, you know.
Okay. Well, anything you've ever heard of made with the blood from a hog? Blood pudding, black pudding.
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. Do you know the word scrapple?
No.
Okay. What about thick sour milk that women used to keep around the kitchen and make stuff out of?
Clabbered milk?
Yeah, right. What do you do with clabbered milk? As far as you know.
I think, other than just cook with it, I don't know. I think they use it in bread making, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, what about this white curdled-looking stuff that you buy, people eat a lot of when they're on a diet?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, is that related to clabber anyway, as far as you know?
I just don't know.
Not sure.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Let's say if a farmer just milked his cow or something, what would you say he would do to the milk to get some of the impurities out?
Pasteurize it.
Mm-hmm. Or if he was just going to pass it through a wire mesh.
Oh, he'd strain it.
Mm-hmm. He specifically strained the
milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a dessert that's baked in a deep dish. Got either out of apple slices or peach slices as a crust. I don't know, what would you call that?
Pie.
Is anything a little different from a pie? Generally,
cobbler?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I tell you what I always thought of the difference in a pie and a cobbler. I always thought pie was easier to slice. You could slice a pie while a cobbler, you sort of had to dip it out.
Yeah, spoon it out, right. Exactly. You ever hear people around here say cobbler pie?
No, not really. I don't think so.
This expression, somebody has a good appetite, might say, well, so-and-so sure does like to put away the
food.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the word bills used?
Every once in a while, but not very often. Not very much at all.
From whom would you hear?
Old people.
They might say
bills. Maybe old country folks might say that.
What about a liquid, a sweet liquid that you might pour on a pudding? You know, to add to the taste, it might be made of cream and sugar, nutmeg, something like that.
Syrup.
That's a syrup. Would you ever call something like that a sauce?
Sauce, yeah. I think so. That'd probably be better.
Okay. Would you ever call it a gravy if it were sweet?
No, I don't think so.
What would a gravy be to you?
Gravy would be with something made from the, you know, it'd be the drippings.